Hey, what's up? It's your boy Ed, and I'm just gonna be sharing with you my updates with you via audio recordings or podcast or whatever you want to call them. I just feel like it's easier for me to voice out just what's going on in my life. I don't know, writing is just not really cutting it for me, and I feel like it just doesn't give off exactly. I mean, it doesn't give off exactly, I think, what's going on. I think I'm just better at doing that through recording. So hopefully you like this format. If you don't, you can just let me know, hit me back up and complain. But for now, I'm just going to be doing this. I give it a shot and we'll see how it goes. So yeah, I'm just going to be telling you how the past week, what things have been going on the past week. With my internship with Tom, with the team, and and just be telling about some things that God's been working in my life and working in the lives of others. So yeah, let's get started. Let's make some big plays. So yeah, I believe the last update I left y'all with was going to Lincoln, Nebraska. That was a pretty wild campus. So right after Lincoln, we went to Colorado. Colorado State University. And before we went there, we went to the church called Firehouse Church, I think is what it's called. It's a recent church plant. I think they're starting up there. It was a good time. I remember, I think like the biggest thing, I remember church was very welcoming. There's a lot of Gator alumni there. I think Jesse, some of y'all may know Jesse, and I met him. It was pretty sweet because he's from St. Pete area. So it's kind of wild. He actually moved up here to Colorado. But one of the big things that happened was I met this kid, Wesley. It's kind of a minute thing, but it was pretty important for me. It was an interesting interaction. There's like this binder of Pokemon cards out. And, you know, they're just out there. And, like, I know what trading cards are all about, so I'm, like, flipping through it and, like, oh, there's a lot of rare cards. There's a lot of bank in there, a lot of money. And I'm like, who's this kid? Like, what's this kid thinking? Like, I could have just been, you know, because I'm a new guy at the church. And I could have just taken this binder and just scurried off, stole it. And so I was asking people, a lot of kids, like, whose binder is this or whatever. And then people were like, oh, I think it's Wesley's, this kid. And I'm like, okay, sure. And then, yeah, I finally met him, and I was, like, telling him, like, dude, like, you need to, like, I don't know you, but I'm trying to care about you right now, and you need to not, like, just leave your stuff laying around. And he's like, well, I trust people, and you wouldn't do it anyway or whatever. And I'm like, I wouldn't, Wesley, but I'm telling you, like, there's a lot of money here, and they're like, if you lose these cards, I know you're going to cry because you're just a 9-year-old kid who doesn't know what's going on in the real world. And he's just like, I don't know. He's kind of been like a little snot about things. He wasn't listening to me. He was just kind of like, well, I won the argument because, like, yeah, there's no way someone would steal my cards. And I'm like, whatever. I just kind of popped off on him. Those of you like who know me pretty well, you know I probably just like went off on this kid. Anyway, I talked to his dad later, who's apparently the pastor there. And it's kind of funny. This dude came over and he's like, hey, what's going on? What you know about? I'm like, you know whose parents these are? Who's the parents of this kid? Because, like, he's just being irresponsible. And he's like, well, yeah, I'm his dad, dude. And I'm like, oh, well, no offense. I'm just, you know, he's just leaving his cards around. Like, he was like, okay, well, I'd rather he just trust people. And I was like, dang. I'm like, he kind of wrecked me. Because I was like, we should be trusting people. So I went over after service, apologized. And I was like, hey, I didn't mean to sound rude. I'm just thinking about your kid and you guys. And he's like, oh, I appreciate that. But thanks for apologizing. And so, yeah, we had a good time there at that church. And I try to take good care of my things. But, you know, I respected. I mean, he's a parent. I'm not. And so there's a lot of humility there that I had to experience. I mean, so that was a good time. Anyway, we got fired up going to that service. Just really encouraged by those guys. And then so the next few days that week, we went to Colorado State University, and everybody be high. Like, on that university, everyone is just, like, because it's legal there now, weed is. And, I mean, you just see vapes everywhere. I mean, it's cool, like, in a way. It's not cool, like, oh, I want to be doing this, but it's just interesting. It's like, I remember BC Ed just thinking, like, man, how is this a reality? Like, there's no way. And I know I would have had a field day back in the day, but looking at it now, it's just, like, it's really wild because, I don't know, a lot of people just kind of have their eyes glazed and not paying attention. But regardless, we had a lot of good conversations. Tom held it down as usual, and I talked to a few people. I talked to this one guy, David, who I shared the gospel with him, and he grew up in a Christian, but I think he's just going through some hard time. His brother died, and he just wasn't sure if God is real, if Jesus is real, and I just prayed for him, encouraged him, and I don't know, I just remember he just seemed really broken. It was this rookie season, and the college is a freshman, and yeah, I just really hope he pursued Christ. I don't know if he's looking, but I just prayed for him, just hope the best. But that same day, there's this other guy I talked to. This guy, John, was just being kind of disruptive and incoherent, like saying that God's not real and that it's a sham or whatever. I remember talking to him, and I just have no idea what this guy's about, because I asked him, like, dude, what do you believe? He's like, I don't know, man. Like, you know, everything's just so unknown, and we just don't know. We don't know. I'm like, okay, sure, I get you, but, like, you know, what are you are you trusting in anything? Do you think you can ever know? He's like, well, I just think we always need to be questioning, and just we can't just assume, you know. I'm like, dude, but you're living, you know, because, like, I don't know what this guy was trying to do, because, like, I was just trying to, you know, just see what's guiding his life. And I guess he just thought he was smart, thought he was arrogant. He's just being arrogant with his stance. And just, like, he's just, like, one of those, like, Bill and Ted looking dudes. And I was getting a little frustrated because, like, we just weren't having a conducive conversation about anything. So I just said, I'll see you later. And I just let him be. And then later that day, I talked to this girl, Kelsey, who was, it's like this girl, like, she was just, I said, oh, what do you believe in? And I told her, like, what I believe, and she's like, well, I don't like what this guy's doing, and, like, that's just his truth, and as long as that makes you happy, like, that's fine. And so I was challenging her on her views on what truth is, and that there only can be one truth. It's not, you know, you can have different beliefs, but that's not what truth isn't just a choice, like, a matter of, like, isn't synonymous with belief. And I don't know, she wasn't really happy about that. She kind of popped off at me, and I mean, she didn't pop off, but she was a little disgruntled about that. And it wasn't really the great, most encouraging of days. Let's just leave it like that. But the next day, actually, no, I think this, that's a lie. That same day, there was a lot of believers who were really excited that we were there. I don't think many people were, like, upset at just how Tom is preaching and what we're doing. I remember this guy Fisher was really excited by us being there, and so this guy Ian actually saw me talking to that Bill and Ted guy John, who was being all unknown, inquisitive, whatever. So that was pretty sweet. There was just a lot of people who were just, like, glad that we were there, and had a good time. There were also some really cool conversations. There was this one girl, Katie, who I talked to for a while, and we just talked for, like, a few hours. Like, we were trying to meet some consensus about who, like, what is truth. And she was also one of those, like, I only believe, you know, as long as it's your truth, that's okay. But I think she just, coming away, she just had a really tender heart for people who, you know, just want everyone to be saved. You know, everyone wishes that everyone believes whatever their beliefs were the truth, and that will lead them to heaven or whatever. And, you know, I understand people like that. You know, I there's another girl like that we met recently, Nicole, and she, you know, she was more open about it, but essentially she was like, I wish everyone just, you know, all the religions were true, and everyone could just believe what they want to believe, and they'd be happy. And I mean, I wish that were, sometimes, like, you know, I wish that were true, but it's just, it's not. There's only one truth. There has to be. And, but I just see these people, I think they're, like, hard to believe in something because there's the reality that, you know, a lot of people are not going to hell. I mean, a lot of people would be going to hell. And, well, I just hear them, you know, like, it's, I just hear them. It's rough. But I don't think that should say, and I was expressing, I don't think that should stop you from pursuing the truth and understanding that there has to be one truth. And then it's not just any, it's not just some truth that's like garbage. It's Christ, it's Jesus, and he loves you. He's a God of love, a God of forgiveness, a God of gentleness, of righteousness, of justice. And I was just, some of them were really exhorted by that, really encouraged. I know Nicole was. Felt like she was really kind of like strengthened by our conversation, but some other people were just really selling their own truth, so that was kind of rough. So yeah, and then you know, it's funny, is on a number of these campuses, I know I'm talking about Colorado State, but I'm just seeing a lot of like similarities. I remember talking at University of Nebraska at Omaha and at Colorado State, I talked to a number of Catholics who were, they doubted the genuineness of Scripture and if they're really saved. And I remember with this one guy, Connor, at least in Omaha, I shared with him. And he was just really, really glad I cleared up the gospel for him. I'm like, dude, like, you know, you can trust in Jesus. Like, he saved you, you know. He was always like thinking, I have to be a good person. I got to do works. And you know, after I shared the gospel with him and show him that really Christ has already redeemed you, saved you, I'm sure some of you experienced this when you got in sharing, but it's like he just had this look of relief, you know, on his face, like the shackles and the loads and the burden has been taken off. And I think that it wasn't just like, oh, good, I can do whatever I want, but it's like, wow, man, God really loves me, you know? And I don't think they were like doing like, oh, they're like, they're grateful and they want to love back. And, you know, I never seen someone come to Christ, like from nothing to something. Well, sorry, from like darkness to light, like straight up, you know, that's never really happened to me when I shared. Not that I need it to happen, but it's just that I never seen it. But, I always been wishing for it, but, and when I've seen these people, you know, these guys, I guess, who've been backsliding or just really not sure of their faith, you know, seeing them, like, really be reignited for Jesus and have confidence in their salvation, I'm just grateful I got to see that. I'm grateful I got to see God working in their lives and loving on them and caring for them. So, oh, that's just been sweet, man. It's been the real deal. Like, that's another thing. Like, I'm just convinced that so far that no one will ever be convinced to Christ. Like, I think some of y'all heard me sharing on Sunday at GCL that, I'm all about the apologetics, and I'm like, oh, I know the answers to all these questions, and I can just hit you with the real all day long. But I just never seen that save anybody. I just never seen that be like the reason. You know, no one's been like, oh yeah, it just hit me with all this information, and like that's why I trust Jesus now. Woo! Like that's never happened. And I've just been seeing that people just respond more to really strictly the gospel message. Not that like it's because of me saying it, but it's really the gospel that just like kind of hits them in the face, and that it's really like God loves them, God's forgiven them. And I feel like God's just been just revealing that in my life, something that I've really been neglecting that part of him. And it's funny, now I kind of lean more with that. I lead more with the gospel strictly. And I mean, I answer the questions, you know, people ask, they're like, oh, okay, that makes sense. But like, what about this and that and the other thing? And, you know, and I'm like, sweet, this is my time to shine, like kind of deal. Not, you know, I'm not trying to brag. It's just like, I've been prepared for these scenarios. So, So it's been cool. That's been really sweet. But yeah, but UNO, like that's pretty much what happened there. And I'll just talk about the people that got saved. You know, we've seen people on every campus get saved. I know at Omaha, there's a guy, William, this old dude, he got saved. And Gabriel also got saved, this other kid. I forget who got saved at Colorado. Shoot. Someone got saved. I know this. Sorry, man. I should have this information before. But anyway, it's just been cool. So far, everywhere we go, someone decides to put their trust in Jesus. And I don't know, I just don't see that very often, you know, and I feel really blessed that we've been reaping at some capacity, some degree, everywhere we went. So just praise the Lord for that. Praise the Lord that people are choosing to follow Him and put their trust in Him. I mean, just yesterday, we had someone come to Christ. This guy, I think Giovanni, felt like said the gospel message was beautiful, and this guy, Mike, chose to help him walk through it and so that guy saved, and I don't know, it's been awesome. Like, no one's been saved through me, but I just think of this verse, just been meditating on, I think it's John 3:8, let's see, or is it 4:36, let me just double check here. Yeah, 4:36-37. Even now. Dang it. Just want NASB. Nothing wrong with other versions, just NASB. Yeah, already he who reaps is receiving wages and is gathering fruit for life eternal. So that he who sows and he who reaps may rejoice together. Where, how's it go after that? Dang it. Already he who reaps is receiving wages and is gathering fruit for life eternal, so that he who sows and he who reaps may rejoice together. For in this case the saying is true. One sows and another reaps. I've just been seeing that all the more, like, you know, we throw down the sowing, you know, lay down the seed, and other people reap, and other people on our team do, you know. So I've just been really meditating on that. Just encouraged by that. So yeah. There's been some other breakthroughs for me personally. So I think a couple weekends ago we went to Fall Conference. So Fall Conference is a Midwest conference. It happened during Beach Retreat in Florida. It was a little retreat, and there's just some people I met that are just really cool, really on fire for God. I remember meeting this guy Ben, and he was just really open with me, and we just talked a lot about what we're struggling with, and that guy just had a big heart for wanting to do something overseas. He actually took Perspectives this past spring and was just, really just opened his eyes, opened his mind. And dude, I can just tell, is on fire for just reaching the nations and having that warlike mentality for the gospel, not just in terms of sharing, but, you know, just in every aspect we're doing, whatever we're doing, we're just going 100 in it and just serving the kingdom. You know, whether we're, you know, actually being missionaries, or whether we're building the kingdom here, discipling people here, whether we're working as a teacher or an engineer or whatever it is, like, he was so set on that. We need to go 100 and really be aggressive for the gospel. And, brother just warmed my heart, man. Yeah, he's from Des Moines, Iowa. Hopefully we'll see him during the spring break, but dude is just a legend. And, really encouraged by him and some other people. Donnie, who's a teacher, and he had a really sick story similar to mine. And that was awesome. But the big two breakthroughs I had were, I'm really sensitive to people being genuine and sincere. Like, I don't know. Most people don't like being lied to. They don't like BS. But I think I'm really on the watch for it. And just all throughout this trip, like, people would be doing things that, you know, being vulnerable, namely, and it would just appear to me as being disingenuous. And, but I knew they were being genuine, you know. I was like, I was having this conflict. I was like, I know they're trying to be vulnerable and just be open. I'm giving them the benefit of that. Like, logically in my head, that made sense. But, you know, there's like this emotional part of me that I was like, they're lying. They're feeding you a bunch of crap. And I knew that was wrong. But I couldn't shake it off. And I just felt so conflicted. And actually, like, that kind of happened to me during the retreat. I was like talking to Milka. And I was like, Milka, I don't know what's going on, but I'm just super conflicted. I'm like angry, but I'm trying to like love people. And I pretty much shared with her why I shoulders her now. And then like, we just talked through it. And I realized that, I don't like it when people are vulnerable. I have a hard time trusting them because because of me. When I get vulnerable, I'm afraid that people are looking at me like I'm trying to throw a pity party, or that I'm trying to make myself the center of attention, or that I want people like to shower me with like affection or whatever. And even right now, like just expressing that, I'm always worried of what people think of me, that they think I'm like just lying to them. And that's why I think when people are being vulnerable, I think like, oh, they're just, I think that they're doing that because I'm scared that I'm doing the same thing. Like, I'm always thinking like, oh, like they just want the attention, but it's just me projecting. There was really just something that Milka told me. She's like, you know, if you're not trusting people, there's something you're not trusting God with. And I think that's that was what's happening. And I was like, I'm just not trusting people being vulnerable because I don't trust that God, I guess, like sees my vulnerability. I'm still working through it, but it just really helped me make some headway as to just trusting people. And really, that's not them. It's all me. So I just thank God for that. So yeah, that was really cool. And I also felt, this might be kind of diminishing the effect of this, but I felt a lot of peace about going to like Seattle specifically during one of the sessions. But really just felt a lot of peace about doing anything for God. You know, I've been like really pretty indecisive lately and not sure what to do. But I just felt overwhelmed during one of the sessions, and yeah, I just felt like, dang, I really could just go and like reach people in Seattle. I could reach people like overseas, or I could do it here in the States. And the source of that was like, I just was like, I care about the American people, and I care about this being our home base, and I care about that Christianity needs to thrive here. And I was like, I don't know, I felt like the Lord was putting on my heart that there's nothing wrong with that, and that's a good thing. And I still need to pray through that more, but that was just, it was really huge for me, because I feel a lot more confident and whatever decision I'll make at the end of this trip, given that I'm trying to glorify God with it. So yeah, that was really cool. So those are some of the big breakthroughs I had. And I wrote down a bunch of stuff here, and I don't, you know what, I can't fit all right now. This is already getting a little long, but y'all can tell me if it's too long or too short, whatever. I'll provide more updates in the future, more frequent as well. But just some things that I'll close out, some things that, you know, you guys can pray for us. Just pray that we, and I'll put these in the mail as well. I mean, you'll probably see them anyway, but like, I'm just saying that, like, yeah. Okay. Anyway, let's go. So just pray that, some prayer requests are just that we're just, that me and the rest of the team just continue to be a humble vessel for Christ, willing to serve in any capacity, And I really just to be filled with the Spirit. You know, I think I've been really thinking about Proverbs. You know, Proverbs is sick. In my opinion, greatest book of all. Well, okay, whatever. I think it's the greatest book of all time, but it just resonates with your boy. So, but yeah, Proverbs 22:4 says that humility is the fear of the Lord. And its wages are riches and honor and life. And you know, the riches part sound pretty sweet. I'm not gonna lie, but I just think about the last part, life and honor. And I hope when people see us, that's what they see. I hope that they see that we are honorable people, that we are people alive. And it all starts with just being humble and, you know, just making that, it's not all about us. It's about Jesus and it's about other people. So just pray that we are doing that. Pray for a team to be gelling. Pray that like we just continue to be, as one, just as the body of Christ is, and just submitting and loving one another. Pray that people are just, pray for like just good soil, and pray that people are just receptive to the message of Christ. And yeah, I mean, you guys pray for that, you know, to Luke 10:02, whatever. So I'm not trying to be dismissive. I'm just, you know how I am, whatever. Anyway, so just be praying for that people do put their trust in Christ or get closer to doing so, that God just wrecks them and just shows them what's up. And lastly, pray that we're just focused, that we don't get distracted with things that aren't as good, you know, things that aren't best for the kingdom. Don't be wrong, I like to unwind just as much as anybody else. I mean, today, for crying out loud, I was watching the Big House is a turn of Smash tournament happening in Michigan. It's been pretty sweet. But I just seen lately, we've been kind of getting lackadaisical. I know we've been watching a lot of movies and chilling out. So I just pray that we're still focused and just want to make a big place for the Lord. And yeah, that's it. So yeah, that's kind of what's been going on. Just to summarize, yeah, so we hit Colorado, we hit Omaha, Nebraska, and then we're in Iowa. We're just at, what you call it, at Columbus State Community College, but I'll save that for another update probably later, in a week or a little less. But yeah, so that's it. I hope you guys enjoyed the update. It's a little long, but yeah, just let me know if it's too long, too short, and I'm comfortable doing 30 minutes. I feel like that's good. But yeah, I know it's a lot of logistical stuff. I'm just asking a lot of feedback. It's the first one. Cut me some slack. But yeah, I appreciate you guys just receiving my updates. Appreciate your prayers, your love, and yeah, I hope to see you guys. I know, and for those of you in Gainesville, I hope to see you guys soon. I miss y'all. y'all are great. I need to come back. Anyway, thanks, guys. I'll catch you later. I'm out. Peace.